It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Week one of the NFL regular season gets underway tonight. 5:20 kick on NBC. The Kansas City Chiefs start their quest for a three-peat, taking on the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
And the Chiefs won't be allowed to do it without their superfan.
No. Chiefsaholic, 17 and a half years in prison.
3 years of supervised probation, too.
Dang.
Yeah, 17 and a half with no early release.
No early release. Remember, Chiefsaholic was the guy who was bankrolling his Chiefs road games and season tickets by robbing banks. Literally.
Is that frowned upon?
I think so.
To step beyond the Chase money glitch.
You just should have done the Chase money glitch from yesterday. That's a callback to yesterday's worst day on the web. But he got 17 and a half years in the slam. I find it very fitting that that happens on the day of the opening game.
Perfect.
He's like, what time is TV time for
also, us here? How disgusting is it for all of these monsters that live on the East Coast to have to watch football starting at 8:20?
Yeah, well, how about we just frame it as having to wait until 8:20?
Yeah, that's what
you
I mean.
Know, like, having to wait until 8:20.
Oh, God, couldn't be me.
It's a different world. That East Coast bias is very, 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 very real.
And then they come out here and they go, oh, my God, it's we can heaven. Watch football the entire day?
Yeah
starting at 9.
Yeah. You could do it all day long.
All night long.
And you don't have to go to bed at midnight.
Well, I mean, you do if you catch that Hawaii game.
That's true.
If you're a real sicko, you watch that Hawaii game and you're up till about 1 o'clock in the morning watching those things. And it's glorious because it's daytime there and you're like, what is this? This is crazy.
It is super weird. When you see the sun still out and you're like, it's pitch black outside.
Uh-huh.
What's happening here?
All right. Well, we get this game tonight to kick off the NFL's regular season, a rematch of the AFC Championship game. Lamar Jackson, 1-4 all time against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, if you're going to be 1-4 against a team, it's probably going to be the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, the AFC Championship game, he done threw the ball pretty well. But the problem with Lamar Jackson and the Kansas City Chiefs is, whatever it is that Steve Spagnuolo has in his secret sauce, he finds a way to absolutely grind this offense to a halt. Remember last year in the AFC Championship game, they scored a touchdown on their second drive, right? Kansas City got the, Baltimore went 3-and-out. Kansas City gets the ball, marches down the field, scores a touchdown. Lamar Jackson and company, they put together a quick strike drive and end up putting up a touchdown on the board. And then after that, the Baltimore Ravens did not score a touchdown from the first quarter until there was about 4 minutes left in the game is when they started their drive. I think they punched it in with like 2.5 to go to make it 17-10. Spagnuolo gets a read of what Baltimore's doing. And look, doesn't matter vertical threat. It doesn't matter new coordinator. What happens? They just grind them down and pull the brakes back on Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens. And this year, Lamar Jackson's got to be that dude. We're talking about these two guys have won the MVP 4 of the last 6 seasons. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
They're both pretty good. And, you know, it's interesting. You look at this is, quote-unquote, the healthiest you'll be all season.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens, looking at their injury report, they've got some knocks and some dings because they're the Ravens, but it's not as detrimental as it has been in the past. You look up and down the list, and you're like...
And it's only week one.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, for this kind of a matchup, you basically have everything that you're going to have for the season.
Yep.
I mean, the one guy I think you could make an argument for being impactful is Trayvon Mullen at the corner spot. But beyond that, they've got everything they're going to have.
Yep.
And so if you're not getting it done here, and again, difference between being the beginning of the season versus the end of the season, I do think that there's more on this game than usual.
No, no doubt about it.
Not even just the impact, but it does kind of set the tone for your season. And they, you know, the Chiefs have done this now twice in a row. They're going for that three-peat. Remember, what did we get out of the Lions last year to start the season? And it set their season off.
I don't remember the Lions' start to their season.
They beat the Chiefs.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Look at that. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That was the Thursday night game.
Nope. Have zero recollection of
nothing?
That. Nothing?
Nothing. Great game.
Does nothing in my brain.
Wow.
Still, you said it, and I'm like, nope, no, none.
But reminder, it can be a way to kind of catapult your season.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is going to be an interesting year for Baltimore now that you have, you know, Mark Andrews back. You get to see Zay Flowers. That injury was gnarly to Mark Andrews last year. Isaiah Likely. So you have two tight ends that you can kind of trust for Baltimore. Derrick Henry in the backfield with Lamar Jackson. That could be absolutely terrifying for defenses across the NFL because you have two viable, legit running threats. Is this going to be the year we see the fall off of Derrick Henry, though? You know, you want to talk about carry thresholds and what that means to a running
back. We've been talking about it for 3 years.
Eventually at some point it's going to happen.
It's just, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, it's going to happen. It still hasn't yet. I think it's a testament to who he is.
And that's something that you cannot, that may be the biggest difference that Steve Spagnuolo and the defense have to have in their approach against Lamar Jackson is you can't just sit somebody on the edge and say, we are going to box in Lamar Jackson now
because now there's a hammer in the
you are going to allow a larger running lane for Derrick Henry if you do that and do that at your own peril.
I can tell you who doesn't like that idea. Any of the DBs in the middle of the field.
No, or any of the linebackers for that matter, because he's bigger than them too.
It's true, he is.
I mean, he is an absolute unit.
The Chiefs don't really have that big of linebackers, now that I think about it.
They've
got a big boy in the middle in Chris Jones, but...
Are we seeing the two MVPs again, though, this year? Because we've seen Mahomes, Lamar, back-to-back years. The 2 years before that, it was Aaron Rodgers winning his back-to-back, and then you had Lamar and Mahomes again.
Your favorite now, across six different books, Patrick Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Burrow 3, Hurts 4, Stroud 5, Love 6, Rodgers 7, Lamar 8.
Eighth.
That's weird, right?
Good value on Lamar Jackson.
He's at plus 1,600. Hell, you can get him for plus 2,000 in some books.
Yeah, I think that might be when you see like Josh Allen sitting there at two, right?
Because
we know he is
so
going
much.
To have to carry that Bills team and bear a bigger load than he has before if they're going to be successful.
That's tough for me to see.
You win your division, you go deep into the playoffs, and oh, by the way, Philly fans are going to bet it. So,
yeah, I guess.
You know. They're going to be all on board with that. Oh, great value on Jalen Hurts. Great value on Jalen Hurts. Lamar at 8 is pretty interesting, though.
Christian McCaffrey was it?
Yeah, when's our first non-quarterback?
17th.
That's our first non-quarterback?
Christian McCaffrey.
17th.
Sandwiched in between Trevor Lawrence and Kirk Cousins. To give you an idea of where that's at, it goes McCaffrey at 17, Cousins at 18, Caleb Williams at 19.
Yeah, that's quite the drop-off there.
Tyreek Hill... is 5 spots behind Caleb Williams. So he's the first wide receiver. He is ahead of Justin Jefferson, which makes sense.
Where's Aaron Rodgers on this? Where's Rodgers? Rodgers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th.
7th.
Just ahead of Lamar.
Just ahead of Lamar Jackson.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.